AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, President Biden offered a handshake to Donald Trump.
Well, Mr. President-elect and former president,
thank you,
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
The two are talking about the transfer of power.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get.
4 years ago, Trump disputed his election loss to Biden, and he continued to lie about widespread voter fraud that did not occur. He didn't invite Biden, then the president-elect, to the White House, and he left Washington without attending Biden's inauguration. Earlier, the president-elect met with House Republicans on Capitol Hill.
We won it every way, all seven swing states, by a lot.
He also pointed out the victories by Republicans for control of the House and the Senate. The Labor Department says inflation ticked up last month, driven by higher prices for things like rent and cars. Assigned price increases might be leveling off after having slowed in September to their lowest pace since 2021. U.S. and Polish officials inaugurated a NATO missile defense base in northern Poland, with Polish officials welcoming it as a significant boost to the security of the country, as well as to NATO's alliance at a time of war in neighboring Ukraine. Online discussion about China's deadliest mass killing in years is being censored by authorities in a southern city. They cleared candles and flowers from the memorial to the 35 people who were killed. Police have offered little information about the 62-year-old driver who rammed his vehicle into a sports complex, mowing down people as they were exercising. They say the man was upset about his divorce settlement. Court papers filed today say a man who worked for the U.S. government has been charged with leaking classified information, assessing Israel's earlier plans to attack Iran. This is AP News. People Magazine's sexiest man alive is John Krasinski. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
John Krasinski tells People Magazine when he heard the news he was named its sexiest man alive, his reaction was immediate blackout. Krasinski, who is 45, is known for the TV show The Office, the action series Jack Ryan, and the movie A Quiet Place. Krasinski says his wife, actor Emily Blunt, was very excited to hear the news and joked she was going to wallpaper their house with the magazine cover. Last year's recipient was actor Patrick Dempsey. It is the 40th year that People Magazine has chosen a sexiest man alive. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Women's Professional Baseball League plans to launch in 2026 with six teams for female players. If and when it debuts, it will be the first pro league for women since the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, the one immortalized in the movie A League of Their Own, which was dissolved in 1954. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.